Well, police are saying that they were called to the family residence this morning, and it was evident that Mr. Loskern had taken his own life. This comes on the heels of early December, Tamron. Mr. Loskern was charged with child pornography, both the distribution of it on the internet and through the U.S. mail service. This came as a huge shock to a lot of folks in Washington because he was very well known. He was known as the chief of staff to Lamar Alexander, the Senate's number three. He was also known as being one of the top Republican message men, and he had come up through the House of Representatives. He was also somebody, Tamron, from talking to folks before I came on your show, who was very well liked by both sides. Democratic operatives thought he was a nice guy, a smart guy, a guy that enjoyed being around. I saw him personally a lot of Hill happy hours, always seemed to be very pleasant, one of the nicer aides you would meet, hence why it was so shocking for a lot of folks what he was charged with, the severity of his crimes, and now this is just a really tragic, sad ending. I spoke to a close friend of his, Tamron, who told me, quote, in a town that is often heartless, cruel, and tragic, this sets a new standard from every angle. And I think that's very, very true this morning, Tamron.
As I mentioned, he was arrested last month by U.S. postal agents, Luke, on suspicion of possessing and attempting to distribute child pornography. He was waiting for his trial to start on those charges. Have we heard from Senator Alexander's office yet?
Senator Alexander's office just said it was an absolutely tragedy, a tragic story from beginning to end, a very short statement. He was supposed to go to trial. I believe the next hearing was around February 10th, Tamron. But this closes what is surely going to be a sad chapter that will be talked a lot for a long time in Washington amongst the specific group of sort of reporters and operatives, mainly because of just how shocking and out of nowhere it all came. Right. I mean, just think the arrest happened on December 10th, a little over about a month later, and now Mr. Loskern is dead. It's quite a shock to a lot of people involved.